Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. What does reciprocity have to do with health, and what does health entail? Well, if you have been listening before, you know that health entails three major categories, in my opinion: physical health, mental health, and financial health. And to the three of them together, being healthy means they are balanced. And it's kind of like you're sitting on a three-legged stool, like the people have, the farmers who milk their cows. You have those three-legged stools. If they bounce one way or another, they're falling, okay, unless they're super-duper skilled. But most people cannot really balance on three legs too well. So that's why we need four legs. But this is a three-legged wheel, in my opinion, to make it graphic. And the mental, the physical, and the financial balance have to actually totally balance themselves out. So it's going to be complete health. So what gives me the right to talk about those things? Who am I? My name is Denise Thompson, and I've been involved in the medical field for about 57 years, starting small, getting bigger, working as a nurse, having my unit, working in a nursing home, working at home, having private patients, taking care of them. I've done just about anything. I taught children from kindergarten to 12th grade every subject, including German and French. And I wrote a best-selling stress reduction book that's available on Amazon.com. And what I do love to do from the bottom of my heart is guide people to their optimal health so they can achieve healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances and be 100% balanced. Get time freedom. Maybe get financial freedom. Know how to use their skills and their finances and their time wisely so they get to live a life and not live to work, you know, because life is more than just work. So that's why I'm talking about those things. So today, I took day 10 challenge from the Better Life 30-day challenge. I mean, I am on day 10. And it was talking about reciprocity. And I go, okay, I know English is my fifth language. I know I've heard this word several times, and I have a notion of what it means. But let me give you the definition from the dictionary or from Google search. Reciprocity is a noun, the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefits, especially privileges granted by one country or organization to another. Then it's also a synonym, and it says exchange, trade, trade-off, swap, switch, bartender, substitute, substitution, reciprocation. Return, payment, remuneration. I'm not sure if that's the one or if it's supposed to read remuneration. I'm not sure about that one. Amends, compensation, indemnity, recompense, tuition, reparation, satisfaction, and requital. So those are just some. But then there is another aspect of it from the social psychology. And there it says reciprocity is a social norm of responding to a positive action with another positive action, rewarding kind actions. As a social construct, reciprocity means that in response to friendly actions, people are frequently much nicer and much more cooperative than predicted by the self-interested model. Conversely, in response to hostile actions, they are frequently much more nasty and even brutal. So, what does reciprocity mean? In short, I would say it's kind of like an exchange. You do this for me, I do that for you. You give me this, I give you that. You take the garbage to the street for pickup, I'll get the garbage can back. You know, things like that. It's trade-offs pretty much. And that is okay. But how do we use it on a daily basis? So what I wanted to share is I used that actually part of it without even knowing any of that during my school years when I was teaching. I usually made a verbal contract with my students, especially when I was substitute teaching, and I had AP classes, which were advanced classes. These kids tried to kind of bully me, and I just turned it around, and I said, guys, I'm not the enemy here. I'm with you. Let's do this. We're focusing 100% on what I'm teaching you. We get the work done, and at the end of the period, whatever time is left is yours to talk, not very loudly, but quietly, talk quietly amongst each other and have fun. I don't care what you do then, as long as it's legal and as long as it's respectful to one another and as long as it does not interrupt the ones who are still working. So, got a deal. What that did was it triggered them to first produce, listen, do the work, turn in the work, and then they knew they had some time freedom. That was a big deal for high schoolers. And that was ages ago. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. And so I went into that. Or when they didn't do the right thing, I said, okay, now we're all going to go against the wall, including me. And I was allowed to wear decent pants, you know, nice slacks. So I went into it and I was like, okay, sitting position against the wall. Now we're going to continue like that. And they started whining and whining and whining. My legs hurt. I can't do this. I can't do that. I said, excuse me. I'm doing it. I'm so much older than you are. You can do it. Let's do it. Corporal punishment. And I started laughing. I said, no, it is not. As long as I do it with you to help you stimulate your brain to think again, to listen, and to do what I'm asking you to do so you can move on to the next grade, it is not corporal punishment. And the fun part was, I don't know if somebody called the principal up or what, but the principal came in the classroom. We were all against the wall, squatting. And he goes, what's going on here? I said, oh, just some exercise to trigger our synapses to fire again, because they were so tired they couldn't think anymore. And one student started calling it out. He says, corporal punishment. And the principal looked at them and said, no, the teacher is doing it with you, and she is older than you are. If she can do it, so can you. He goes, what other exercises do you do? I said, well, some push-ups or this or that. He goes, do you always do it with them? I said, absolutely. It's leading by example. I do not ask of them what I don't do myself. He goes, okay, perfect. Guys, do it. And it was so much fun, and I did not even know that this already qualifies under reciprocity, because I gave them exercises for them to give me back what they needed to learn. And they did. They did great. So that was one example. There's another one in today's Better Life 30-Day Challenge, and today's day 10. The subject was reciprocity. And it was very interesting. Let me just play you that instructions. It's probably around a minute, so you can hear what's going on. All right, just a sec. Oops. Oh.
And use a secret weapon.
Wait, I gotta go back. I didn't have the volume on. Okay, now.
Here we are, day 10 of the challenge. Today, we're gonna use a secret weapon some of the most successful people in the world know to be absolute fact and the only reason they made money, and that's building reciprocity. Today, I want you to do at least one thing. Put it out there. Do something fabulous for somebody else. Do something for a coworker. Do something for an employee. Do something for your spouse. Do something for somebody in business, expecting, and in most cases, knowing you'll get nothing in return. Just put it out there. Instead of saying, what can I get out of this relationship? I want you to obsess on what you can give. If it's only one day of your life, over-deliver. Don't think about getting taken advantage of. Don't think someone's going to take your kindness and run over your heart. Not today. Today is about doing as much as you can for other people, expecting nothing in return. Let me know what it is you did today, and that's your challenge. I'm so...
Okay, so that was those were the instructions, and that was by Dean Graziosi, and he's so amazing. I really love him as a mentor, and so I just thought I'm going to share that with you, because normally we think we need to get back what we give. The same with Christmas gifts. Oh, your gift was only $5, and I gave you one for $50. That's not fair. Well, do we know how much effort, how much love, how much, you know, joy the person put in who gave you the $5 gift versus the person who gave you the $50 gift? That's not it. So reciprocity does not always mean even trade. And in today's challenge, it means giving, sharing without expecting anything in return. So if you are willing to do that challenge, I put the link in the transcript, and it's hyperlinked, so you can just click on it and learn from there. It is so much fun to do that, because I really love to learn by small steps every day, and that's what Dean Graziosi actually does for me. It's small things every day consistently, and you know that consistency builds habits. So as long as we have positive consistency and build positive habits, we're ahead of the game. So I would really encourage you to join me and participate in this free challenge that is changing lives, mindsets, and helps us move the needle. You know what that means, right? It's not all about making money, having to be rich or anything. I'm not hooked on that, but I want for me, my family, and everybody who chooses to want the same, that we have an abundance of time freedom, financial freedom, so we get to help others, enrich their lives, donate money. Like right now, I am doing a fundraiser for No Kid Hungry, and it's posted on my Facebook page because I want the children to benefit. It's not about me. Yes, it's my birthday, but I don't get a penny out of it. I don't want a penny out of it. All I am really interested in is that the children get fed, the hungry ones, because an empty brain without nutrition cannot learn or retain anything. It's just not possible. It's like an empty car or a car empty on gasoline does not run, you know? So we need to take care of those things. And that is my goal, to actually exceed the small amount that I put down. I only put down $200 because it's the very first time I'm doing this. Next year I will go much, much higher. And I have had a few little donations so far, and I'm grateful for everyone I have received, but I'm not even at the goal yet, and it's over in 9 days. So if you guys want to participate and give some reciprocity to somebody without expecting anything in return right now and then, actually in the long run, we do get something in return when the children learn to read and write and communicate. They have a better future for all of us, for the entire world. So, yeah, let me know if you wanna do that. As I said, it's posted on my Facebook page, and you know that my Facebook page has the picture on it that is usually with when I post this Block Talk Radio show. So it's a before and after picture of me, and then it's there on my screen somewhere down the road. Yesterday, I think, was the last day I posted. So that's what I actually wanted to say. You know, it is all about everybody else and not just about me. And I would really love for you guys to help me out. Just, it would make you feel good. It made me feel really good to actually do something like that and to shift the focus from me to someone else. And that's what I've been doing now for a while. And life is so much better for me. I'm not talking about everybody else, but I'm talking about my personal experience. The more I give, the more I receive. And I just love giving. I think I was raised that way. You always help everybody else before you help yourself. Now that I have shifted, I need to come first in self-care. So I have the strength and the desire and the know-how to help others. And so that's really pretty cool. So anyway, I just count my blessings and had to share this with you. If I didn't, I would rob you. I would feel that I'm robbing you of an amazing experience. I would actually feel guilty. Can you believe that? Yeah. So also, before I go into reading you a few poems, I want to tell you that I have a free gift. The first one is a health goal strategy session. And the second one is a email health newsletter that I send out with healthy recipes, healthy activities and stuff, and some information. If you have questions, suggestions, want to be on my show, then write to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Put BTR in the subject line so I know it's not a scam. And now I'm going to read you a few poems about reciprocity just to give you some ideas. And I just thought, man, wouldn't that be cool if you were to write your own poem or tell me what you've done today for reciprocity, one or two things that you gave something to someone, be it extra time, be it money, sending a letter, just what Dean said in the video that I played. And if you let me know those things, I will have a prize. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it is now, but I think it's going to be worthwhile. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's see who can write the best poems. I think I would, depending on how many entries I get, if it's 15, 20 entries or more, I will give three prizes for the top three. And it could be, as I said, you can write your own poem, but it has to be authentic and written by you and not just copied by you. Or what you've done as an act of reciprocity to pay it forward and help somebody without expecting anything back. So now for a few minutes, I'm going to read a couple of poems. Here is one. Pleasure is a necessary reciprocal. No one feels who does not at the same time give it. To be pleased, one must please. What pleases you in others will in general please them in you. Written by Lord Chesterfield. It's pretty good. So it's kind of like what you give comes back, you know. Let me see, there's so many excellent ones. Oh, treat men exactly as you would like them to treat you. And I'm pretty sure you know where that comes from. Okay, Anita Crisan wrote, your existence is a reciprocal agreement. The sun gives you its light, and you give your light to the world. You carry inside you the wonders others seek. Others carry inside them the wonders you seek. Isn't that beautiful? So we never know what an int we have. Oh, this one here is so awesome. Whatever you give to life, it gives you back. Do not hate anybody. the hatred which comes out from you will someday come back to you. Love others, and love will come back to you. It's kind of going the way like you reap what you sow, correct? Or another one, where focus goes, energy flows. These are all sayings that have so much value when we really listen to it. There is one by Vincent L. Rogers. Reciprocity is the recipe for prosperity. How do you like that? It's pretty cool. J.D. Salinger says, if you have something to offer, someone will learn something from you. It's a beautiful reciprocal arrangement, and it isn't education. It's history. It's poetry. Oh, there is one where people... Oh, this is interesting. Okay, by M. Sosa. I start to distance myself once I feel like I'm being taken for granted or that my feelings are stronger than yours. There's no point in calling, texting, or keeping in constant contact with you like I did before. I'll ignore your calls and messages and will only answer when I feel the need to. Reciprocity is what I'm looking for. If you can't give me that, we're both just wasting our time. Do you think that is reciprocity in the sense of what Dean Graziosi said, to give without expecting, or do you think this is a swap or a trade-off? Let me know. There is one word which may serve as a rule of practice for all one's life: reciprocity. And Confucius wrote this. Pretty awesome. The picture is so beautiful. Love is never wasted, for its value does not rest upon reciprocity. Written by C.S. Lewis. A relationship is absolutely reciprocal. Sometimes when couples try to split everything in half, they discover that the relationship is not a partnership, but a bean counting exercise. Striving for reciprocity is a relationship. In a relationship can be unhealthy. So very true. So that is one point where they suggest you shouldn't just look for reciprocity, because that's just a trade-off thing, but you want to really love and give. That's the main thing. Any smart woman knows that if you treat a good man, not just any man, but a good man like a king, he is sure to treat you like a queen. It is the law of reciprocity. Wow. So how could we do that? Just simple things. It's usually nothing big. It's usually the small things that we can do consistently to stand out. For example, I haven't been doing that lately, but when my husband used to go to work like around 7 or 8, I was always up before then. I fixed him the lunch, put it in the lunch pail, and wrote a little note. And when he then got ready to eat lunch, he saw that he had a note from me. Nowadays, it's different. He leaves anywhere between midnight and 5 in the morning. He gets called a lot during the night. So I never know when he leaves, but I know when he comes home. So I usually greet him when he comes home with a kiss and tell him that I love him. And we've been married for 41 years in June, so 40 and a half years right now. And I go, this is so awesome, it never gets old. You know, just little things of appreciation, little things of being out there and helping. Walking. I'm listening to a deeper way. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. That was written by Linda Hogan, born in 1947, Native American writer. Pretty awesome. Listening can be such a great way of reciprocating. Melody Dodaro wrote, "The law of reciprocity is your social media secret weapon, but only if you give without the expectation of getting anything in return." That's powerful. Wow, I love it. That goes just with Dean Graziosi right now. So let me see if I have maybe... Oh, there are even charts of ethics of reciprocity. If you go on Bing or an two hands that are held with the arms and writing all over it. Oh, I think that's the last one I'm going to read. Honorable soldier, here we stand. We honor your sacrifice across the land. We have our flags, both high and low. We honor your sacrifice to the world will show. Brave men and women, fearless inside, we honor your sacrifice with teary eyes. Fallen you are, but never truly gone. We honor your sacrifice, for to you America belongs. Soldiers stand for freedom. It is what you do. We honor your sacrifice because it has value. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, we honor your sacrifice when you died in fatigues. Your fight in that war is long since over. We honor your sacrifice kneeling on a bed of clover. Your wounds have closed up. You've been laid to rest. We honor your sacrifice and the medals pinned upon your chest. Oh, and we told your mom you've done your best. It's time to go home now. Done. We honor your sacrifice. You may put down your gun. Until Valhalla, my friend, when we will meet again, I honor your sacrifice on this bloodstained land. CPL Joshua Gillen, USMC. So there's tons more. If you go to Bing.com and you search for reciprocity poems, you get a whole bunch of them. I really think they're worth reading because it gives us some wonderful ideas. Anyway, that's it for today. So we talked about reciprocity and how does that relate to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. It does in the sense that when we do give reciprocity without expecting back, we have a healthy mind. When we have a healthy mind, we usually have a healthy body. And when we have a healthy body, we don't have to pay extra money that we did not choose to pay for doctor appointments, medicines, tests, and whatnot, or tools that we need, or I don't know, there's so much out there. So let's just really keep our mind intact, do what we can, keep that a healthy, positive mindset to create health, positive mindset to create health, and avoid a negative mindset that causes illness. I wish all of you a very happy, healthy, and empowered week, and until February 11, talk to you then.